Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Low back pain is one of the commonest problems seen in general practice. Two Cochrane reviews have been combined and updated by researchers in Oslo. Ginny Hetherington from the Cochrane Collaboration Secretariat describes the findings.
Although acute low back pain is a common reason to consult a general practitioner, debate continues on the comparative effectiveness of advice to rest in bed or to remain active. In the past, the most commonly prescribed treatments for low back pain and sciatica were restricted activity, rest, and bed rest. Sciatica is pain which runs down the back and leg and is caused by a neurological deficit with injury, compression, or inflammation of the sciatic nerve. For patients to be classified as having sciatica for the purposes of this review, they needed to have a verified neurological deficit. Many people do get some relief from low back pain and sciatica by lying down. However, it might be better to stay active, and advice to rest is no longer recommended in most guidelines. Instead, people are usually advised to stay active. One of the reasons for performing this review was to identify the best way to give this advice, but no relevant studies were found. Other objectives of the review, which could be tackled to varying levels of detail, included the wish to estimate the differences between bed rest and staying active. The authors of the review found a total of 10 eligible trials, some of which included more than one comparison. 6 studies compared advice to rest in bed with staying active. 4 studies compared advice to rest in bed with other treatments. 2 studies compared different lengths of bed rest. And 2 studies compared advice to stay active with other treatments. There is moderate quality evidence from 2 trials with nearly 400 participants showing that patients with acute low back pain may experience small benefits in pain relief and functional improvement from advice to stay active compared to advice to rest in bed. There's little or no difference between the 2 approaches for patients with sciatica. Similarly, low-quality evidence suggests little or no difference between those who received advice to stay active, exercises, or physiotherapy. The review concludes that normal daily activity seems to be the most effective way for patients with low back pain to get better. For people with sciatica, the potential harmful effects of bed rest mean that the authors suggest advice to stay active is probably better for them also. However, they're not able to draw conclusions about whether patients with either low back pain or sciatica will experience benefits from other treatment strategies.
Details of the trials, including the interventions that were compared, are available in the review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.